Remember when fidget spinners were all the rage? Man, we were doing some cleaning out of the house and we were doing a lot of work in Liam's room and we found a bin in his, for lack of a better term, like toy shelf where it's got a bunch of bins on different shelves. You get it. They sell these things at Target, whatever. But he had a bin filled with fidget spinners. And we're like, hey, you don't really need 75 fidget spinners. It wasn't that many. It was probably a dozen. You don't really need this many. And he's like, yeah, but I want them. And we're like, you want them? He's like, well, I don't want this one because it's a duplicate, but I want all the rest. And we're like, okay. So I took one. And now I have a fidget spinner in my office that I don't need. I can't even really spin it because if I'm on a call and I spin it, I was just doing it to the microphone. I'm assuming it made some noise. Like if I'm doing it while I'm on a Zoom, people hear it. And then when I'm not on a Zoom, I'm working. So I don't have a spin to fidget with. You get it. A spinner to fidget with. There's the one. Anyway, fidget spinners. I can't believe that they are popular, but they were and still are a little bit, but less. Okay. Theme song.
Your daily Lex.
Sierra has a friend whose father is an executive at a company that makes games, like board games, and who's an Eagles fan and has other interests that overlap with mine, but I've never met this guy. And so finally I said to Sierra, let's see if we can arrange a play date for me and the dad. Like maybe the friend can come over on a Sunday, like when the Eagles play the Giants, and the dad can come over too and we'll hang out. And that did not work out this past Sunday. When I heard that it wasn't going to be working out, I reached out to a variety of friends and said, hey, I'm going to be watching the game. If anybody wants to come, come. And everybody said they couldn't come. Except one guy who said he was a maybe. At first, Andy, who's once hosted this podcast, said he would be there and then later said he would not. Classic Andy. but just my buddy Rob was going to come. And then I went out to run a last minute errand to get some food and to restock some beer before Rob appeared. And while I was on those errands, Rob called me. He's like, why don't we just go to Locals, the local bar, instead? And I said, that was fine. And so we went there. And then I texted the group, hey, we're at this bar instead. And then two others from that list, which only had four people who aren't me, two others also showed up. So we got almost everybody, which was fun, especially because the Eagles did great. But my buddy Craig, who was there, I know Craig thinks of me as a trash talker. And my pal Frank was doing a decent amount of trash talking early in the game when the score was 0-0 and the Giants defense was showing some signs of life. And eventually I took my trash talking back to Frank off of our group text and did it one-on-one because I was like, I don't want to further Craig's view that I'm a giant trash talker. I'm really not a giant trash talker. I am for Philadelphia sports against my New York fans, my New York fan friends, because where I live, everybody's a Giants fan. Just about. So rooting for the Eagles, everybody can beat up on me. So I don't know. I appreciate that Craig is happy to be honest and open with me that he thinks I'm a giant trash talker. I really truly don't believe myself to be as big of one as he thinks. So of course today, a day later, I wrote to Craig to check in and just be friendly and social. Like, hey, how was your hockey game last night? Hockey game, hockey match, hockey challenge. And his team won. So way to go, Craig, who does not listen to the show. But yeah, good times. And, you know, I have many of those Giants fan friends who are also Mets fans. And I've done no trash talking to them after the Mets lost yesterday. And thus will not be creating a Subway Series for the World Series. I don't really care about baseball at all either way. Like if I'm going to root for a team, it'll be the Phillies, but I don't care about Major League Baseball. And so trash talking would only be for the purpose of, you know, the joy of trash talking, not even to support another team. So I'm just letting them wallow in their own sadness today because I know it sucks when your team loses. I've lived it far too often. My whole family is reunited again, which is nice because Ani was away for most of last week, including over Ani's birthday, the 18th birthday, which is crazy. So now I have a kid who's an adult. And I renamed my group text with the younger two kids to the minors. yeah, hopefully Ani doesn't realize that as a legal adult, there's very little control I have anymore. Nobody tell Ani. Don't leak this. Thank you. But man, nothing makes me feel as old as having an adult as a kid. Except for maybe the way my body feels every morning when I wake up. I'm a person who feels pretty healthy. I work out every day and I wake up every morning and my legs are like walking again in this economy. Anyway, hope you're having a great Monday.
Lex.